AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Democrats are celebrating their 51-49 Senate majority following Raphael Warnock's win in the Georgia runoff.
Georgia did it again.
As Warnock returned to the Capitol, he was greeted outside by Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who hours earlier couldn't stop smiling after the longest evenly split Senate in modern times.
It gives us just a lift.
An end to the days where just one Democrat could snarl legislation. The outright majority will also make simple governing easier and allow Senate Democrats to be a barrier against legislation from the GOP-led House. Schumer figures the Democrats' unexpectedly strong midterm showing sent a message to Trump-inspired Republicans.
That if they follow a MAGA direction, they're going to lose.
And says he'll reach across the aisle to deliver on bipartisan promises. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Elsewhere in Washington, Jessica Gresko reports the Supreme Court heard a case from North Carolina.
An attempt by North Carolina's Republican-led legislature to draw U.S. House districts in favor of GOP candidates.
State courts struck down the new map. How did the justices see it?
What those of us in the courtroom thought we heard was both liberal and conservative justices skeptical of making a broad ruling in this case.
Peru's Congress has ousted President Pedro Castillo. He's been arrested on a charge of rebellion after he sought to dissolve the Congress. Russian President Vladimir Putin is acknowledging his special military operation in Ukraine is taking longer than expected. And Rita Foley has news on Ukraine's President Vladimir Zelensky.
Time magazine says President Zelensky and the spirit of Ukraine are Time's 2022 Person of the Year for reminding the world of the fragility of democracy and of peace.
This is AP News. A former Border Patrol agent who confessed to killing four sex workers has been convicted of capital murder. Juan David Ortiz receives life in prison without the possibility of parole. Finally, authorities say the leader of a small polygamous group near the Arizona-Utah border had taken at least 20 wives.
The details of Samuel Bateman's life were revealed in an FBI affidavit that also said he punished followers who did not treat him as a prophet. It was filed in a case that charges three of his female followers with kidnapping children from state custody. Bateman is facing state and federal charges of child abuse and tampering with evidence. He's a former member of the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints until he left to start his own small offshoot. Male followers supported him financially and also gave up their own wives and children to be Bateman's wives, according to an FBI affidavit. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.